You're on the ramp. Sun's out, good VFR day. The pre-flight is done. You climb in, run through your flow, and you're ready to start. Here's the question. Did you actually look? I'm Tower. This is ATIS on Radio Hangar, and today we're going back to basics, because the basics are what keep people alive. Before we get into it, a quick word from today's sponsor, AviationSoul.com. These are challenge coins built for pilots by people who understand what it costs to earn your certificates. First solo instrument rating, airline transport pilot. Every milestone deserves something tangible. Check out AviationSoul.com and find the coin that marks your story. Now, let's talk about the prop. The American Owners and Pilots Association, or AOPA, recently ran a piece on a procedure so fundamental that most pilots learned it on day one and then quietly started doing it halfway. Clearing the prop, not the concept, the actual execution, here's how it's supposed to go. And I want you to think about how you actually do it, because there may be a gap between those two things. Step one, battery on, then beacon on. The rotating beacon is not just a before start checklist item for insurance purposes. It is a signal, a universal signal understood by anyone who works around aircraft. That beacon spinning means this airplane is about to come alive. It means stay clear. It means do not walk behind the nose. On a crowded ramp, in a flight school environment, in a busy fly-in, that beacon is the first layer of your safety announcement to the world. Turn it on before you do anything else, before you prime, before you touch the key. Beacon first. Step two, look. And I mean actually look, the procedure is forward, left, right, and rearward. That last one gets skipped constantly. Pilots open the door, lean out, glance vaguely toward the nose and call it good, but prop strike incidents don't always happen from directly in front of the airplane. A student walking back from another aircraft, a line worker cutting between your plane and the next, a dog that ran loose from the tie-down area. Rearward clearance matters because people approach airplanes from every direction on a busy ramp, and not all of them are paying attention to your beacon. Take your time with the visual scan. We're talking about 5 seconds, 5 seconds to save a life. The prop arc is invisible at cruise RPM. No one survives contact with a moving propeller. This is not hyperbole, this is physics. Step three, crack the window and shout, not murmur. Not announce to yourself, shout, clear prop. Two words, loud enough that someone standing 30 feet away on a noisy ramp can hear you over ambient noise. Loud enough that a distracted line tech wearing hearing protection might catch it. Loud enough that you mean it. Here's where complacency creeps in. Pilots who fly from a home airport, at an airport where they know everybody, at an airport where traffic is light, start to feel like the call is a formality, like it's a box to check. They say clear in a normal conversational voice from inside a closed cockpit and feel like they've done the job. They haven't. The call exists to reach the person who doesn't know you're about to start. The stranger, the student on their first ramp walk, the mechanic who came around the corner. The call is not for you, it is for them, so make it count. Now, AOPA's piece focused on the standard start sequence, but this conversation has to include hand propping. Because if you fly behind a certified aircraft with a magneto-only ignition and no starter, or an experimental where the starter is out, or you're around any number of light sport and ultralight designs, hand propping is real, and it is in another category of risk entirely. Hand propping is one of the highest risk procedures in general aviation. Full stop. It is not difficult to do correctly, but the margin for error is essentially zero. One slip, one unexpected compression kick, one moment of inattention, and you have a rotating propeller and a human hand, arm or torso in the same space. If you hand prop, the operator in the cockpit must be a qualified pilot with their feet on the brakes and their hand on the throttle. Not a passenger who has been given a quick briefing. Not someone who is pretty sure they can hold the brakes, a pilot, in the seat, in control. The person pulling the prop through must be trained and must understand exactly what they are doing, proper footing, proper stance, pulling through and stepping back, not pushing through and stumbling forward. The call is the same. Clear prop, wait for acknowledgement from the cockpit before you touch the blade. And this is worth saying plainly, if you don't have a qualified pilot available to sit in the seat, you don't hand prop. You find another way or you delay the flight. There is no circumstance where the convenience of getting airborne is worth the life of the person standing at the nose. Let's zoom out a moment and talk about ramp culture, because prop safety doesn't live in a vacuum. It lives inside a culture. At a healthy flight school, instructors model good behavior. Students see their CFI do a complete, deliberate clearance every single time. They see the scan, they hear the call. They internalize that this is what professionals do. That's how the habit gets built. At a less healthy operation, instructors get rushed between lessons. The call gets abbreviated, the scan gets lazy, and students absorb that too. They absorb that this is a formality, not a procedure. If you're a CFI listening right now, I don't have to tell you what's at stake. You already know. But it's worth saying, your students are watching everything you do, not just the things you're teaching. The quality of your prop clearance is part of your lesson, whether you intend it to be or not. And if you're a solo pilot, a renter, a private certificate holder who's been flying for a few years, take a moment to honestly evaluate your start sequence. Not the version you imagine you do. The version you actually do? Is the beacon on before you prime? Are you doing a full visual scan, including rearward? Are you cracking that window and calling out loud enough to be heard? If the answer to any of those is not always, today is a good day to reset. Aviation has a beautiful tradition of learning from incidents and near misses, which is part of why we have the Aviation Safety Hotline and why OPA publishes safety tips. These aren't boring bureaucratic checkboxes. They exist because somebody, somewhere got hurt or came close, and the community decided to pass the lesson forward. The prop clearance call is one of those lessons. It is direct lineage from accidents that shouldn't have happened. There's also an element here about situational awareness and flow states. When pilots get very comfortable with an airplane, the start sequence becomes automatic. That's mostly good. Muscle memory and habit are how you fly well under pressure, but fully automatic is dangerous for checklist items that interface with the outside world, because the outside world is not on your checklist. There is no line item for verify no one walked into the prop arc in the last 3 seconds. That awareness has to be active, not automatic. This is why the two-step beacon then call sequence is so important. The beacon is passive protection, running continuously. The call is active protection, intentional and deliberate in the moment. One is a signal to the environment. One is a direct communication to the humans in it. You need both. A few practical points worth reinforcing. At a towered airport, clearing the prop still happens. Tower control manages runway incursions and traffic flow. Nobody is managing your ramp start sequence but you. At a non-towered airport, you are your own safety officer from pre-flight to engine shutdown. The culture of self-reliance at uncontrolled fields is one of the things that makes general aviation great. It also means you cannot assume someone else is watching out. Call it out every time. When you're operating with passengers, particularly first-time passengers, brief them on prop safety before you climb in. They should know never to approach a running airplane from the front. They should know what the beacon means. A 30-second briefing on the ramp can prevent a tragedy. Most passengers have zero awareness of the prop arc hazard, and why would they? It's your job to close that gap before the engine starts. Finally, think about the people around you when you're not the one starting. If you're walking on a ramp and you see a beacon spinning, give the airplane a wide berth. If you're watching a student pre-flighting, resist the urge to walk up and ask a question while they're running through their start checklist. If you hear clear prop, stop and make eye contact to confirm you're clear. These small courtesies create the culture where everyone comes home. AOPA has been advocating for safety culture in general aviation for decades. And pieces like this one are a reminder that the most foundational habits are often the most worth reinforcing. The full clearance procedure, battery, beacon, visual scan in all four quadrants, window cracked, voice clear and loud. Every start, every time. That's ATIS for today. Source credit goes to AOPA for the original safety tip. More at radiohangar.com. Fly the procedures, clear the prop. See you next time.